We have a surprise in the studio right now. As it is being revealed to us right now. As Peter Fagan, president of the Milwaukee Bucks, is here in studio with us. And he has brought with him, oh wow, the box that holds the championship ring, and there is a rotating platform. So when you open up the box, the ring continues to spin around and around. This looks awesome, man.
This is awesome. This is awesome. Let's take it off. You've got to feel the girth of this thing.
Oh, wow. This has some real heft to it.
It's a boulder.
Yeah. I mean, you could do some damage with this.
Pass it back and forth so you can both get the descriptives.
It's hard to believe. The first thing, those aren't real diamonds. They can't be.
They're diamonds.
No. I've seen these things on TV. These can't be real diamonds. There's too many of them.
I hope they're real diamonds. So then the coolest thing is, you know, we designed this, and you might have seen it. So you're pushing the two tops.
Yep, and it pops off.
The top comes up. You've got a QR code.
So what is your QR? So as the president of the Bucks, what is your QR code?
So my QR code goes through the history of the Bucks and then some key videos like I just loved. So I was able to kind of preemptively pick some videos. But as people open up their rings and want certain videos or want chapters in time, it's an open book. We can put whatever they want
on
their QR code. So we preloaded some simple stuff for everybody. Assuming
is this the first ring like that with such
first ring with it, and then what?
And they'll all be done with this now.
Yeah. So then what happens is it also becomes a pendant. It flips out. And
so with
you can
that,
wear this as a necklace with a pendant.
So I think that's one of the coolest things about this is that it has the dual purpose because, I mean, the championship ring, we've got Mark Chmura, who's usually in with us. He said he's worn his Super Bowl ring from 1996 like once, and it just sits in a display on his house. And this is a giant ring that I think is tough to wear, but to kind of wear it out, I think wearing it as a necklace, like I'm thinking of like Giannis next year at the ESPYs. I think like him wearing this as a pendant on a necklace would be something that would look really cool.
I think it's going to be one of the new things. You know, people will want to wear it as jewelry. People want to wear it out on the ring. And it'll be shown a lot more. No question about it. But I would say if you've got little hands and you're normal size and you've got a ring like this, you might as well just wear it all the time.
How often are you going to be wearing this?
My wife says not often, but I think often. Yeah.
I mean, I think it looks good. It goes great with the hoodie.
You could also use the entire ring as a pendant.
Just be bent over.
Yes, and
like the whole time, start getting your back injury.
Well, I was about to say you're really going to have to do some like neck exercises at the gym to kind of strengthen up the neck if you want to wear the whole thing as a necklace.
I have one other question. I think they're more than 300 diamonds. I think that's they got to count them again.
Oh, there are. There are a few more. It actually represents the number of wins since Mark West and Jamie bought the team. So it's
hear that part.
Oh, so there's a whole narrative to a lot of like what we have on this. The 16 gems around the emeralds are the 16 wins in the playoffs to get through like our total number of wins. There are 50 gems like in the center piece that are the 50 years between championships. The narratives are pretty cool, which is also embedded in the QR code that you can download, is the history and the uniqueness and the narrative of the ring. I mean, this ring business has become so, I mean, the pressure, you've got pressure to win an NBA championship, and then right up there is, how do you
innovate a ring? Now the pressure's on you to make this cool ring.
So will everybody be able to buy a ring that looks like that?
Yes. Yes, and I think everybody will. I would say the way we've described it is there are four tiers of rings, you know, based on sizes and prices. So, and there's a retail version that everybody will get it, and then every employee, every full time employee, and everybody who worked the playoffs will get a ring from the organization as we go forward.
That's pretty. So, When are you going to unveil like the different tiers and the ones that could potentially be available to fans?
They're all out. They're all out online. You can go on the Bucks app. You can go out on Bucks.com. They're at our retail location, so it's very turnkey. It's all ready to purchase, and they're great paperweights. They're great cufflinks. They're great pendants. I mean, you name it, you can buy it.
And Maya, what's it like? What's the biggest change of being woo champion? I mean, to me, I feel the same as the day the Bucks won it.
I think it's like you're unprepared for it because you don't know what the feeling is like, so you're learning everything new. I think on the business side, it's an incredible opportunity, and I say it like this. I said for our experience, you know, in the last 6 years, we have been doing a lot of outbound selling and calling and ticket selling, and then for the first time, what this does in winning on a world stage.
They call you.
It's like welcome to answering the phone for the first time, which is fantastic to get it. And then you really have this unbelievable opportunity because you literally are, you know, we're this small market team that all of a sudden is, you know, if we're not one, two, or three in every metric in the NBA and on social media, you know, on retail, on everything else, it's incredible. And how do you take that and kind of continue in our world today to expand the brand globally in a big way? So it's a huge opportunity.
And to have Giannis just multiplies that exponentially.
I mean, it is the Giannis effect. You know, like when you talk about where this sport is going and kind of the audience grows exponentially overseas, you know, specifically in Europe and Asia, and Giannis is the poster child of the NBA internationally.
So, one, I guess, do you have anything else you want to add before we let you go? I know you're going to be hopping over with our friends over on WTMJ and displaying the ring over there with them as well. Like, what do you want people to know as we are now two games into the defense of that championship ring?
Well, I think we had a tough game last night in Miami, but we have a great deep team. I think there's real power in experiencing what it takes to win a championship, and I think it's kind of the promise of what these owners said when they bought the team, like we want a championship caliber team, you know, and that's what we're going to stage and we're going to have. And it's true. You know, you want to be in contention for a championship every year. The good news is when you have Giannis on your team, you kind of can be up there, you know, as like, you know, one of the top, you know, three, four, five teams in the league. So, you know, for us, it's constant improvement and continuing to kind of take this opportunity and kind of just really blow it out over the world.
I need a little help. I like to buy a used car under $1,000. What tier do you think I should look at?
You are in big trouble. This is not your market. You know, I used to be in the private aviation business, and people used to start talking. Boy, I'd love to fly privately. You know, then their mind, you can see that they were starting to try to figure out the math of what a first class ticket would be and everything. And I would stop them right away, and I said, if you're doing that math, you're not a customer. Like to get it done. So I'll say the same thing to you. Yes, if you're looking for what the gas consumption is on your car, you're not in the market for a championship ring.
Thank you.
Just take care of that right away. Yeah. Speaking of taking care of stuff, first of all, thank you so much for stopping in, Peter Fagan, president of the. I mean, the display of the ring is unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. I mean, it is. It's kind of the wow effect. I mean, this has really become. I mean, it is. The creation, the design, the execution, the fulfillment of the ring is production and drama. And the jeweler, Jason from Beverly Hills, who's done this, you know, several dozen times, has really kind of continued to perfect it in like such a way. And it mirrors like what we want this team and this brand and the city to resemble the best. And it really is like this ring is kind of it's ridiculous, number one. But it really is kind of it'll be the new, you know, baseline for what goes forward.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. It looks awesome. Peter Fagan, thank you for bringing that championship ring in.